Many in the Czech Republic were shocked and outraged when neo-Nazis firebombed the home of a Romani family in North Moravia earlier this year. The family's youngest daughter, Natalka, suffered horrific burns in the attack and was not expected to survive. So there were scenes of joy on Wednesday when the two-year-old was released from hospital after 8 months of intensive treatment. Ian Willoughby reports.
The sound of Natalka, who's 2 and a half, laughing happily in the comfort of her family's new home on Wednesday, a sound many didn't expect to hear when she was rushed to hospital with severe burns on 80% of her body. In the early hours of April 19th this year, the family's small house in Vítkov, North Moravia, was the victim of a racist firebomb attack that also left both of her parents suffering from burns. Over the last 8 months, Natalka has undergone around 20 major operations. She was given a general anaesthetic some 100 times. To allow nurses at the intensive care unit of the children's department at Ostrava Hospital to change the dressing on her wounds. 3 times, doctors believed she was close to death, and the fact she's recovered enough to finally go home has been described as a miracle. Her mother, Anna Sivakova, spoke to the media on Wednesday.
My feelings are simply indescribable. I'm just happy that things have worked out well and that we can now go home. As for the doctors who looked after her, I'd love to give them all a big hug.
Though Natalka is now at home and playing once again with her 3 older sisters, her medical treatment is a long way from over. In fact, she'll bear the consequences of April's attack for the rest of her life. The girl's release from hospital was delayed slightly on Wednesday. While she was measured for special stockings, she'll have to wear for 23 hours a day. They're made of elastic, and it's hoped the pressure will help her skin heal enough to avoid at least some plastic surgery. However, it's expected she will still have to undergo extensive reconstructive surgery. Her parents will also have a lot to do, as Natalka will need to have ointment applied to her skin 3 times a day to prevent it drying and cracking. She'll also require a lot of exercise. What's more, unlike most children of her age, she hasn't yet learned to walk after her 8-month stay in hospital interrupted her normal development. Doctors say she's unlikely to remember anything other than her hospital bed. The 4 neo-Nazis who firebombed Natalka's family home are unlikely to appear in court before next spring. 3 have confessed to the crime. The medical insurer, who's covered the cost of the child's treatment, says it'll seek financial compensation from the perpetrators, as well as money to fund what's likely to be many years of medical care.
Ian Willoughby reporting. Next, the 3rd of December is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities.